Muse. I'm Ben Thomas. New York police are hunting for the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan this morning. Joe Kenny is chief of detectives.
The motive for this murder currently is unknown, but based on the evidence we have so far, it does appear that the victim was specifically targeted. But at this point, we do not know why.
In Washington, Sagar Magani reports Pete Hegseth's fighting to hold on to his nomination as defense secretary amid allegations of personal misconduct.
We're not backing down one bit.
Hegseth says he did pay a woman who accused him of sexual assault, but flat denies assaulting her. As for claims he's been drunk on the job.
I've never had a drinking problem.
On SiriusXM's The Megyn Kelly Show, Hegseth says President-elect Trump offered support in a call today.
And I've got your back.
And as he's met with senators.
No one has looked me in the eye and say, I have concerns and I can't vote for you.
Still, Trump's team is worried about Hegseth's path to confirmation and is looking at alternatives, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Trump's nominating cryptocurrency advocate Paul Atkins to chair the Securities and Exchange Commission. Trump calls the Potomac Partners CEO and former SEC commissioner a proven leader for common sense regulations. More records on Wall Street as tech companies talked up how much AI is boosting results. The S&P added 0.6% to its all-time high, the Nasdaq 1.3%, while the Dow rose 254 points or 0.7%. And Shelley Adler has numbers on Giving Tuesday.
Donors in this country gave $3.6 billion, an increase from the past 2 years. 18.5 million people donated to nonprofits, and another 9.2 million people volunteered. Both the number of donors and the number of volunteers increased by 4% from last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. We're still learning things from the 2024 election. Our Lindley Sanders has some insights on how pet owners voted from AP Votecast.
Pet owners don't usually get much attention from politicians until this year when comments from J.D. Vance about childless cat ladies briefly created a pet-centric campaign issue. According to AP Votecast, a survey of more than 120,000 voters, about two-thirds said they own either a dog or a cat. Dog owners were much more likely to support Trump over Kamala Harris, while cat owners were about evenly split between the two candidates. Harris did decisively win women who own a cat but no dog, but those voters were a relatively small slice of the electorate. And pet owners as a whole did not seem to hold Vance's remarks against the Republican ticket. So, even though the lead up to the 2024 election was all about cat owners, in the end, dogs had their day.
Again, that's the AP's Lindley Sanders, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.